band, as likely as not, just released their first album, Stand Up and Nerve. Can you tell us a little bit more about the concept and ideas behind this release?
So, our idea was about the lyrics, was about never give up. We want to show, I mean, every lyrics is about to just fight for everything we want in our life, not to be stopped by problems, but to become strong because of them. So all the lyrics and also the cover of the album is about that. You see that child that tries to stand up while the world around just is destroyed by something. So it just stand up and nerve. So also the songs are about that. They are really energetic, really in your face. We wanted to cut out everything that was not for jumping around when you listen to it. So it's really straight, really quite easy listening. So it's powerful. We like it.
And in terms of, you know, of the whole reception or how people receiving you guys in Italy, is that somewhat tied, you know, to your struggles and efforts where you had to channel it through the album too, or it's just independent?
I think it's independent. It's just we all have nice lives, so it's we just have everyday's problem. So we just our, I don't know, we are really quiet people, so when our friends listen to our music say, I can't believe it's you. It's just our, I don't know, our emotions, but yeah, it's fun. It's fun for us. It's always about fun.
And in terms of, you know, the sound, when did you guys decide it, or how did you guys decide you wanted to do this combination of Swedish death metal with some, you know, metalcore influences?
Oh, it sort of came out naturally. We all came from different backgrounds, so our singer was more on the hardcore scene. I was more on the prog and technical stuff. Our drummer was more into, yeah, you know, metalcore stuff, and both guitar player were more in the 90s with all the Swedish stuff and thrash stuff. So everyone came in with his own idea, so we just work on everything and try to meld all together, and we say, okay, that's cool or that's not. So the Swedish death thrash stuff came out naturally. It's what we like to hear and what we like to play.
And how do you get the reception? How is the scene actually for this type of, you know, music in Italy, let's say?
Oh, the scene in Italy is not so developed as in other countries. We have not so many metal bands and not so many good metal bands. There are some underground bands, but yeah, it's also scattered around and in Italy, and there is no, I mean, friendship between bands. It's just everyone is playing for their friends mostly. So we don't have tours in Italy, we don't have places where metal band could play. I think that the only scene that is quite active is the hardcore scene. That's, we have many good hardcore bands, and they are all friends and have nice places where to play, but they don't want any metal bands in them, so it's fun. We are trying to put on some live shows around Europe because we think it would be better for us and easier. So metal scene in Italy is not good.
And what do you feel that, you know, you guys need to do, or what do you feel that it's part of your sound and that you guys are doing that will set you apart from, you know, all these bands that are coming out daily almost?
Oh, I don't know, we try to sound naturally. I don't know, if we don't plan anything, we don't say we want to do that because no one else has ever did that. It's more, we want to do that because it's cool, so being original is not our goal. We just want to be fun to listen to. I mean, if we wanted to be original, we would have played, I don't know, maybe prog stuff, not metalcore. Metalcore is already, yeah, I think there are many, many bands playing metalcore. We just trying to be as good as possible for us.
And how do you seem that, you know, the press reviews have been for the album? What are your impressions? Do you think people are getting it? People are not getting it?
People are really getting it. I mean, there are no bad reviews so far. I think that 7 is our average, so we are quite happy because those are our first songs, so we just brought them in, I think, 6 months. So it was a really fast process. But everyone says it's not a really well-made album, not an original one, but really well-made with strong songs and really good production, and people can't believe that we are from Italy. Everyone thinks we are from Germany or Europe in general, and that's quite impressive for an Italian metal band, because normally you can just find out that we are Italian. So we are really impressed by the reviews, because it's our first album on the worldwide circuit, metal scene, so everyone says it's well done. For the next one, we hope to have, I don't know, maybe better song, and people will say, yeah, it's really cool to listen to it. They have their own identity.
And in terms of, like, we're mentioning the newer stuff, have you guys started writing, or are you just sitting on this one for a bit, letting people, you know, fully
promise? No, we are already writing new songs, because we don't like to stay put. We just finish that one, recording that, and then we just start writing new ones, because we have lots and lots of ideas. So we just write and play some live shows, and then go back to writing, and then do live shows again. And I think next year we will record something new.
And, you know, in terms of the label, you're at the Execution Collective Records. How did that label approach you guys, or how did the, you know, you guys being on this label happen?
Oh, we met them through a friend that gave them our CD, and they were soon interested in us. They sent us a mail and saying, hey, you guys are cool, we want to sign you. We are a really small label, we are just born, but we can offer you all this stuff. And we say, yeah, we talk with the guy and find out they were really cool and they have the right contacts and everything. So we say, okay, you don't have any other bands with you, but we trust you. And I think we've made a great decision, because they are doing a great job. You can find our CD everywhere, on Amazon, on play.com, on shops, and we are doing lots of interview and lots of reviews, so I think they're doing a great job.
And what do you think is the biggest promotional hurdle or thing that you have to overcome, since, like you mentioned, you can't tour in Europe and in Italy per se, so you have to get the word out? And how do you feel that, you know, what's the biggest thing that you guys are encountering to be a problem for this?
I think problem will be just time, because we have all of us work, so we can do extensive tour all over Europe. Sometimes we just have to say no to good shows, because we have to play. And we have an agency called iCover, which is doing live promotion for us. It's like our live agency. But the problem is just to be able to go there and play. So time will be our issue in the next month. But we're trying to save our holidays and plan a tour in spring or summer. We'll see.
And, you know, I mean, will there be a point that you guys will be like, okay, we want to, you know, throw everything we have at it and just focus on it 100%? Or are you, like you mentioned, you're kind of comfortable and you just want to do it, you know, half and half or something like that?
I think it will be always health and health for us, because we don't want it to turn into a job. We just want to have fun doing it when we want to and not because we have to. I think that having a job behind LSU to do that just for fun, you can have, yeah, you don't have to say, oh, if I don't do this tour, I don't have money to pay my rent or something like that. So it's always.
And how is the label, you know, because, I mean, most of the promotion now, it's done through, you know, extensive touring and more, something more visual than just selling records, since now it's hard to sell records. How was the label open for all this when you guys said, well, we kind of want to do it, but, you know, wouldn't we feel like
that? They say, it's okay, we will take care of the promotion and you guys go play when you can, so. And then we have shoot a video in the last month. We are producing it right now, so it will be released in maybe a couple of weeks, and we hope to spread the word around with that, with it, so. We will see what happens.
And you know, I mean, for future plans, exactly what do you guys want to accomplish with the band then? Besides, you know, doing it for fun, which is what most people do.
Yeah, future goals, I don't know, playing as much shows as possible around Europe because, or even USA if we could arrange something. And do another album with a better production than this one and with better songs and always have fun. Fun is, I know when you jump up on stage and you can release all your energy and be as wild as possible is always perfect.
And is it something that you want to keep doing, you know, over your 40s and 50s, or you think there's an age limit that a band should respect, you know, to not look creepy on stage?
Oh, I think that in 10 years we will stop because we are not so young anymore. So I think that around 40 it's the right time to stop playing this kind of music. But we will see when we, in 10 years from now, so 10 years is a lot of time. Maybe we will play jazz by then, so it's be cool to play jazz.
And you know, in terms of the songwriting process, since you have all these people with all this different background, how do you reach consensus? Because I assume that there's a lot of, you know, bumping heads and, oh, I don't like that, and the other person says that. How do you reach a consensus between all of you guys?
I don't know, we never had so much discussion. We just try out every idea and say, okay, that's cool, no, that's not. So mostly it's quite easy because if we don't use the idea for one song, we will use it for the next one. So new songs are stranger than the one on that CDs, are more, they have their own identity. One is more on the hardcore side and one is more on the Swedish side, one is more all styles trash. We try to put every influence inside each song, so no one would say, oh, you never use my idea. Yeah, it's compromise, but I think that until now we didn't have any problem. You just say, that sounds cool, that doesn't. So we try, and the idea, we recorded it, and we try to listen to it, and if it doesn't sound cool, we just drop it. So it's a good way.
But in terms of, you know, I mean, most bands need to have, you know, somewhat, well, not need to, but most of them do, like a consolidated sound and something that identifies you. What would you say that now it's what identifies you, and how are you guys working on creating something like that rather than, you know, throwing every single idea in different songs and then each song sounding completely different to the other one?
Well, I think that what glues all together is vocals, because vocals are always on the hardcore scene, so you can't just sing with hardcore stuff over a prog riff, so it would turn out to be ugly. I don't know, our identity will be, I have no idea, and I never thought about that. really. I think that our identity would be to be, yeah, in your face as much as possible.
And, you know, in terms of, you know, there's a lot of the metal scene, and, well, I mean, from what we see, is kind of against all this new metalcore. And, I mean, maybe one of the things is that, you know, it's all those bands that make it so popular, for example, in the state and things, that it tends to get annoying. Have you guys received any backlash just based on that? That, you know, you have, I mean, well, you still have a really good structure of, you know, the soul Swedish thrash, Swedish death metal, and all this older stuff, but you have the upfront vocals of metalcore. Have you felt any backlash because of that?
Oh, not so many, actually, because they say that vocals are well done and extreme, and we didn't put any clean vocals, choruses or stuff like that. We were just on the more violent side of metalcore. We are not commercial. I mean, not so much. And our songs tend to be, yeah, somehow quite technical from a riffing point of view, because riffs are quite complex to play. Maybe you don't hear that on the CD, but when we are playing that, it was really tough to play them perfectly on the record, because they are really, yeah, sometimes strange.
And, you know, in terms of translating this type of music in the live setting, how much do you guys focus on, you know, making the songs being able to be played, well, similarly live versus, you know, all these other bands that have these ridiculously overproduced albums and then they sound like crap live?
Oh, I think that people like us when we play live. We focus more on the, I don't know, maybe we are much more hardcore when we play live, because we like to jump around and do lots of headbanging and run around and just do a pretty good show while still playing the songs as tight as possible. We are lucky because our drummer is perfect. It's like a human drum machine, so we don't have to care about errors, because it just start and reach the end of the song without an error. So everyone is focused on his own instrument, and you don't have to listen to anyone else. You just go and play. So when you play live, if you are able to jump on a particular part, you can jump and do whatever you can. We all study lots of music before playing, so we don't have problems to play the song on the CD live with almost the same sound, because we use the same stuff live. When we recorded the CD, we use the same amp we use in our rehearsal room and in our live setting, so the sound is basically the same. Oh, phone ringing.
So,
and doesn't matter.
Okay. Well, I mean, just to, you know, summarize things and everything. So, you guys released the album. You're writing the next one.
Yes.
What's next? You know, I mean, besides, you know, trying to set up a few tour dates. I mean, is there like anything big in the works, or you just?
Yeah, we have one video coming out, I think, in the next couple of weeks. It's for the song "My Last Confession." We shooted it with a friend of us, and it turns out really, yeah, a really cool video with a cool story, and yeah, it's a nice one to see. We are just spending some more time in doing the right post-production, I mean, for the colors and sequences and all that stuff. And I think that bigger plans will just be play live, write new songs, record another CD, and start the process all over again.
Okay, well, are there, like, any things that you want to say to the people of North America that, I mean, there's a lot of metalcore fans here that are tired of the clean vocals and choruses. Is there, like, anything in particular you want to say to this this crowd that is going to be listening to this interview?
Yeah, I think that everyone should give us a chance, because we think it's a really collection. It's a collection of cool songs which are, yeah, you can enjoy while you listen to, and you can have some maybe some ideas from our CD, because we have lots of cool riffs and lots of old style sounds and new. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, you should listen to it. It's a good album, I think.
Okay, is there like anything else you want to add before we wrap this up?
Oh, yeah, if you buy our CD, we will come to America to play for you.
So. Just one CD?
Oh, maybe three or four.
Okay, well.
That would be enough. So, thanks.